Well, she sneaks about the world, moving into Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter from Berlin down to Belize. Take you for a ride on the boat to China. Tell me where in the world is
Ben and Vince.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Ben and Vince show that is happening now.
Welcome to the future.
Welcome to the octagon. Welcome to Arby's.
I'm thinking Arby's. Oh man, yeah, Arby's would be great right now. I'm not thinking Arby's.
What is that from?
That happened.
To you?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't either of the people talking, but I was there.
Okay.
And my eating choices were being influenced. We ended up going to Panera. This was in Ohio.
Okay.
So we went to Panera. There's all these cute girls working there.
Interesting.
And then at the end, all their boyfriends came in.
Sounds like a reality show.
It was weird.
I guess it just sounds like reality.
So... Yeah, so CSI Miami has been on lately.
Oh, yeah. I heard it come on. Or I heard that it came on.
Yeah.
The point is sunglasses.
What?
I said the point is sunglasses.
That was actually the point of the episode.
Was it about sunglasses?
It was like X-Men Origins David Caruso.
Oh, God.
It took place in 1997. When he, first assembled the team.
Really? It's supposed to be that old?
Yeah. Well, I mean, so, during the first, season, it had already been going.
I suppose.
Yeah, so, one of the team members, over the course of the episode, he's like, so, I thought you were going to get me some sunglasses. He's like, I'm still trying to find the right ones.
Oh man!
And in the end, he finally gets him the sunglasses, right when it's everything's being clued. We're gonna call it CSI,
Yeah.
And then he's like, he brings him the sunglasses. He's like, all right, try them on. He goes. He's like about to put on. He's like,
yeah.
Here we go. It was pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool. Hold on, though. Wasn't there already a CSI in, Las Vegas or whatever?
Yeah.
So, how did they have to decide what to call it?
Well, okay, it was a unit that was already called something else. He's like, I heard you're heading up the Special Investigations Unit. Yeah. And they're gonna rename it CSI.
Oh, I see.
But we don't actually know that the Las Vegas one came first, actually.
I mean, we don't, but I assume that it did.
You know how CSI Miami started?
No.
It was awesome. CSI went, and they had to follow a case to Miami. And David Caruso was there.
Okay.
It was awesome. That's how CSI New York started. He had to follow a case to New York from Miami.
Are you serious?
There's been a couple of CSI Miami, CSI New York crossovers.
It's pretty dumb.
It's so awesome. Think about
it. So hold on. Why is there not a CSI? What?
Gary Sinise.
Oh, yeah, I know. Why is there not a CSI Brazil, then?
Because Brazil is just an extension of Miami. There's enough David Caruso to go around to Brazil. They don't have police there or whatever. They just have David Caruso shooting people.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense. Malanoches, even though they speak Portuguese there.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So it's been good then, the new CSI.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh
Did you watch this new show, Community?
I never even heard that.
Oh, it's on NBC.
What is it about?
I don't know, some guy.
Is it comedy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's supposed to be.
I have a question. What do you think about How I Met Your Mother?
I've never watched it.
Okay.
But lots of people seem to like it.
I don't understand why. It's not funny.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'm going to have to assimilate this into my knowledge base.
No.
I don't know why I sounded like the Borg right there, but anyway.
Like, it's so stupid. It's like a less funny version of Friends.
Okay.
Starring Neil Patrick Harris.
I mean, I like Neil Patrick Harris.
And
something wrong with him.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with him, but the show is just not funny. And, like, everyone who's, like, it's like everyone who's, like, my age or older has watched it. And they're like, this show is retarded. But everyone who's 1 year below us or younger thinks it's the best fucking show ever made.
Well, you know, like, Paul likes it and George likes it.
Oh my god, are you fucking serious?
Have you haven't heard these people talking about it all the time?
I probably blocked it from my memory.
Oh man, they're always all the time talking about it.
Oh my god, How I Met Your... Oh, it's so bad.
Really?
I mean, it's not like War at Home bad. It's not,
sure, I mean, yeah, I understand what you're
it's
saying.
It's not bad. It's just not funny. I wouldn't, like, make a point of watching it. The only good thing about it is that it comes on before CSI Miami.
So, yeah, when it's ending, you know it's about to be good.
I don't know what time it's on, actually.
I was about to say, are they even on the same network?
But
yeah,
so.
They are.
Yeah.
CBS.
CBS.
Anyway.
What the hell has ABC been doing? When's the last time you watched any show on ABC?
Yeah, when's the last time I heard anyone use the phrase ABC in a sentence?
Yeah, exactly.
It was 10 seconds ago. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what they're probably like the Bachelorette 105 or something.
Yeah, most likely. They got Lost. Is Lost over yet?
I don't think so. I think it's last season is happening now. Or is about to
happen. They should call it Last.
Ah!
So are they going to get off the island yet, then?
I don't know. Are they already off the island?
Then what's the point? Shouldn't it be over already?
No, I'm asking. I don't know.
I think they might be. I saw one episode where they got off the island, but then the island moved or something.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, it just fucking disappeared.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of mysteries on that show.
It's the worst show ever.
Okay. I mean, it's not the best show ever. I don't know.
So did you
I haven't
see?
Watched it.
Did you see Jennifer's body?
No, I did not see it.
Me neither. Let me see that. What about the surrogates?
The what?
The surrogates.
Is that out?
It might be.
I haven't seen it.
I'm sure it's out.
Okay.
I need to see
it.
It
might be.
They filmed it like right near where I live at.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like when they were filming it, all these film trailers were parked on our block.
Cool. Did you see Bruce Willis?
No. I wasn't here.
Oh, was that in summer?
Yeah. So they should... They're actually filming a movie right now down the street.
Oh.
Called The Town.
Is that the sequel to The Village?
Well, it's about a bank robber named Ben Affleck.
Have you seen him?
No, I haven't seen him. I don't really know what he looks like.
Ben Affleck? He looks like a generic person.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I could pick him out.
Okay. The Town. Is his character's name, you know, John Town or something?
Probably. Yeah. They're shooting all these movies in Boston these days.
Is there, like, new incentives or something?
No, they just think it's cool. Because all
oh,
these,
really?
Like, actors are from Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Ben
like
Affleck is from Boston.
Yeah.
Matt Damon is from Boston.
Yeah.
All these people are from Boston. They're like, oh, some film fucking movies, guys. Let's open a movie studio in Boston.
I don't know. Is it bad?
No. Are you writing on a chalkboard?
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Just wondering.
No, I'm not. I could be. I couldn't be. There's no chalkboard here.
What the fuck is wrong with the studio?
Don't you have a chalkboard? I need to teach something.
There, They're teaching kids and handing out flyers.
Helping children.
Okay, whatever. Helping children. Yeah. Teaching children is helping children.
The more you know. That was all right. We were contractually obligated to do that.
Yeah.
We don't really mean it. I hate kids.
That guy hates kids. Don't worry, I never saw that movie.
You did. I was there.
You're the one who's always saying I wasn't there.
But now I'm saying that you are. Were.
Perfect.
Damn it!
High five.
So, like, what?
Let's go to break.
No.
Black boots. Black pants.
Black taco.
Black dress. Black dog.
Black taco.
Black eye. Black sheep.
Blackjack taco.
Taco.
With pepperjack sauce.
Blackjack taco. 89 cents exclusively at Taco Bell.
Bell. Here is a story about a man coming in and found his woman in bed with. Well, listen.
It's 2 a.m. just getting in about to check my message. No one has called but my homies and some bill collectors. Cellular ring, somebody wants to borrow money. I two-way her, she don't hit me back, something is funny. So I called her mother's house and asked her had she seen my baby. Rolled my six around looking for that missing lady. Got back in, turned the TV on and caught the news. Then I put my hand on my head, cause I'm so confused. And then I turned the TV down, cause I thought I heard a squeaky sound. Something's going on upstairs, yeah, cause I know nobody else lives here. As I get closer to the stairways, all I hear, and then I hear my baby's voice in my ear, screaming out, you're contagious, touch me, baby, give me what you got. Then a man says, sexy lady, drive me crazy, drive me wild. All I heard was my baby's voice screaming, you're contagious, touch me, baby,
touch me.
Give me what drive me crazy, drive me wild. And I just can't believe this shit. I ran downstairs, looked in the closet, looking for that.
And we're back from the break. And we're feeling better about things.
Not really.
You know? You're not?
No.
No, you're feeling. You're feeling worse about things?
I don't want to be negative. I don't want to say I'm feeling worse. I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling okay.
Okay. Vince, Agard, feeling about the same about things.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. We haven't had an update on how you feel about things in a while. You know, we're always asking other people. But there you go.
There I go. Alright, so what were we talking about?
I don't know.
Years one or something.
Oh, years one.
So let's talk about this sleep thing.
You should have it.
Do you go to sleep before you take a shower, after you take a shower, or during you take a shower?
After, clearly.
No, that's wrong.
No. It's not wrong. It's right.
It's not right. It's wrong.
you take a shower, and then you go to bed. That's how it works.
No. No. Here's my argument that I was thinking.
Uh-huh.
You take a shower to get ready for something.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, you could. You also take a shower to get ready to go to sleep.
No, that's not right. That's wrong.
Sleeping is hard.
I mean, sleeping is great. Sleeping is good times.
Yeah. Definitely.
You don't need a shower to make you feel better. Alright, what are you addicted to showers?
No, I do it before I go to sleep. I only go to sleep once a day.
Yeah.
Is that
only
too much?
Once a day. First it's once a week, then it's once a day. Then it's,
yeah.
Then it's a, you know, 3 packs of showers.
I feel like I do shower more than I used to. Like,
that's good. That means you're cleaner than you used to be.
But I'm also not cleaner. I haven't gotten clean yet. I'm still addicted.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's true. Nobody ever really quits. Shower is a showerer.
When the chips are down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's your answer.
I was watching The Dark Knight a lot the other day.
A lot? Okay. Did you learn anything?
Well, I only really saw, like, the first part. Should watch it again.
It's a good movie.
And so I'm almost done with The Wire.
Wow, the whole thing?
Yeah, I have one more episode left.
Are you hanging off of a cliff?
Hanging off of a cliff. I mean, I kind of want to see what's going to happen, but, like, I feel like almost everything is resolved already.
Oh, really? They'll probably pull some twist then.
There's not gonna be a twist. That's not how this show works.
Oh, okay. Is it like gonna... it's over for good now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, if I had guessed, it's just gonna be like fleshing out the conclusions of what's already been set in motion.
Maybe it'll be like one of those Sopranos endings.
Nah. I think they wanna be conclusive.
If you say so.
Hasn't there only been one Sopranos ending?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Wire?
No.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah, so I hear.
You should watch it from the beginning.
How many seasons are there?
5.
Oh, that's kind
of 12 episodes each.
They're hour, right?
Yeah. It's only 60 hours of your life.
60 hours?
Yeah.
Ah, you know how much I could do in 60 hours? I could go 60 miles.
Jerk off.
Yeah. I mean, I already have that penciled in for the next 75 hours. I don't have time.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
I almost finished watching Scrubs. Without
jerking off?
What?
You almost finished watching Scrubs without jerking off?
It was tough. Okay.
And that show is like 22 minutes long.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of self-control. But anyway, I guess I'm at the beginning of season 7 out of 8. So I don't know if that counts as
is
almost.
Is it still funny?
I don't know. Yeah, I just... Like, it's not... If it was
it's
always...
It's on my Facebook that's like one of my favorite shows. It's not really true anymore.
I mean... It could still be true. I mean, you know, just because it's on there, you could be like, you know, I liked it at some point.
Wait, hold on.
So, like, you know, if it had been this quality the whole time, it probably wouldn't have been worth watching. But, you know, now that I'm into it, I'm not going to, like, quit 7/8 of the way through.
7/8 of the way through what? Oh.
Scrubs.
Yeah. Yeah, it says anyway. Scrubs. I'm gonna edit that. I'm gonna change. Oh no, okay. Okay.
This whole thing's gonna be.
I'm gonna get rid of Scrubs and Psych.
Oh, okay. Are you doing this on air?
At The Wire.
This is just inappropriate. What else you got on there?
24, 30 Rock, The Boondocks, Price is Right with Bob Barker, CSI Miami.
Okay. That sounds about right. Yeah. So you say I should watch The Lawyer. Is there anything else I should watch? I guess everything you just said.
Let's see, what else is on? I mean, like, I don't watch new TV shows anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
So, I don't know.
Okay. Really, you watch Cougar Town?
A lot of people, like, I've never even heard of these. Have you heard of Flash Forward?
No.
It's based on a book that I read once. If you like that.
Are you sure it's not based on a book that you will read?
Yeah. Yeah. So have you... Oh, wow, there's dodgeballs in here. Anyway, have you seen... Everyone seems to like Dexter.
Oh, I think that's right. Maybe. I don't know.
I think it's probably good, but I haven't seen any of it.
Me neither.
I've seen, like, one episode.
Okay.
He kills people.
Really?
Yeah.
I just can't relate to that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I know you can.
No, you killed... Wait.
You killed me. I know you did.
Did I?
One of me.
No, I thought I was already killed when you killed me.
No.
I mean...
I didn't kill you. Nobody killed you.
Right, but you shot me, and then one of you died. It was like Cole who shot you.
No, you shot me the first time.
No. I was gone after the first 10 minutes.
But previously, you had shot me.
When did I shoot you?
You just did. And then I was dead.
I can shoot you now if you want.
No, no. Well, maybe.
All right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, okay. You didn't do it. But,
thinking about it.
Yeah, and then you were in an undisclosed location, and then...
No, you were in an undisclosed location.
Look, you were in an undisclosed location, hanging out with...
Oh, no, you're right. I got me and you confused again.
Right, I know, it's hard.
Yeah, okay. So, I shot you.
You shot me. And then I...
One of you died.
Yeah, that one. Right.
And then
the one that you shot.
Well, didn't I shoot both of you or something?
I died from being shot. I don't know. And then another me came back to kill you. But no, I didn't, though.
But then, yeah, okay, now I remember.
Hmm. I'm glad. I think we know the continuity of our show less than, like, you know, our fans.
FanVincePedia.com.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Why isn't there one of those?
I just want,
Can we get an obscure porn wiki?
I forgot which... No, don't say that, because somebody will make it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Alright, well, that's the end of our show, Donk.
Donk?